This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. A look back at last week's weather across South Dakota shows a mixed bag, both in terms of temperature and rainfall. While the Southwest and Black Hills were 4 to 8 degrees above average, the Northeast was 6 to 8 degrees cooler than normal. Precipitation was equally varied. Parts of northeastern South Dakota received up to 7 inches of rain, causing localized flooding. SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards states, this week brings more stability in temperatures.
But as we look at the weekend ahead, temperatures are going to rise to much above warmer, where we see highs in the 90s almost everywhere across the state, at least for a couple of days, especially in the east, southeastern part of South Dakota.
As for precipitation, the work week will see sporadic thunderstorms, with the weekend fairly dry, before rain chances increase again next week.
We're really getting into a typical summer pattern with localized thunderstorms here and there, with a lot of those 30-40% chances, which really indicates very localized type of weather activities.
Edwards reports crop progress is greatest in the warmest regions, ramping up insect activity and disease, especially in small grains. Meanwhile, the U.S. Drought Monitor holds steady, with about 27% of the state experiencing moderate to severe drought. To stay up to date on weather and climate conditions in your area, check out the South Dakota Mesonet. You'll find a link at extension.sdstate.edu.